We have on the screen in front of you Psalm 19, verse 1. And I'm sure that many of you young people already know this verse, so feel free to say it with me. If you don't know it, you can read it off the board. So just say it with me. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Now then, let's think about what that means. It says the heavens. Now, what does that word heavens mean? Well, let's see. We don't have John Edward here, I don't think. Yes, we do. Guess why I mentioned John Edward? I remember, and I think John Edward remembers, when you, before you lived in Watertown, you lived up on Pork Hill Road. You remember the trailer up there? And when the lights were out at night, did it get real dark? Did you ever go out at night when it was real dark and look up above? You never did that? Boy, you're sure ruining my illustration. Well, I bet you George has gone out from where he lives. Let's see, what's the name of that Beaver Creek farm? Yeah, it just gets pretty dark at night there too, doesn't it? Because you don't have city lights. And now people call that light pollution that we have in cities. So you go out at night and there's no light pollution, and it's clear like it was last night. And when you look up, what do you see? Stars. Just a few? A lot of them. Did you ever see the Milky Way?
Yeah.
Did you? That just kind of looks like there's just some white stuff all together up there, and it kind of stretches across the sky. Have you seen the Milky Way? What is the Milky Way? By the way, you adults can sit down if you want to. Oh, you can stand up if you want to, too. What is the Milky Way? Do you know what a galaxy is? How many know what a galaxy is? Now, used to, years ago, it was a car made by Ford. but that was taken from... All right, what's a galaxy? Well, it's a group of stars, a whole bunch of stars, a whole bunch of stars. All right, I'll quit there. When you look up into the sky at night, and it's real dark and it's real clear, and you can see the Milky Way, okay? And by the way, I'll tell you one time when I was really thrilled, when I was in South Africa, and we were driving up towards Zimbabwe, and I was seeing the southern sky. Okay, which you can't see from up here. And we stopped and spent the night on the ranch of the Scoteses in northern Zimbabwe, or northern South Africa, just south of the Zimbabwe border. And we even saw leopard prints. That kind of got my attention. And I looked up and said, John, show me the Southern Cross. And I could see the Southern Cross. That's one of the things you can see in the southern sky. We see up here the North Star, and get your bearing by the North Star at night. And in the south, you see the Southern Cross, but you have to be south of the equator to do that. So that was a thrill to me. But when you look up into the sky and you see all those stars, what do you see? What's it telling you? It's telling you something. Where did they come from? How did they get there? Well, where did they come from? How did they get there? John Edward, you're saying it. Say it loud.
God.
All right. You know that. Okay. That's right. God did it. Caleb knows that. When you look up in the sky and you see all those stars, God did it. You're seeing God showing Himself that He lives, that there is a God. Do you believe that? Sure you do. Okay. And the firmament, what's the firmament? That's just another word for the sky, okay. You know, it has a real technical, but it's another word for the sky. Shows His handiwork. What's handiwork? Did you ever go to a craft show? Okay. And what do you see at a craft show? You see baskets? Among other things, you see all kinds. And what are those things that you see at a craft show? You've been to a craft show, Heather? You don't remember a craft show? Colin, you have to get that girl to a craft show. Things that people make. Okay, Autumn knew the answer to that. things that people make. What is that? Handiwork. How would you like to see the one who made the sky? Now, who made... That's right. You kids are way ahead of me, aren't you? All right. Now, that's what we want to talk about in the rest of our time today. Has anybody here ever seen God? Do you know there was one time, although the people didn't literally see God, they came about as close as people are ever going to come while we're on this earth. Do you remember when that was? When God came... Well, now, when... That's right. Autumn, you're on the ball, girl. When Jesus lived among us, that was God walking among us. That's right. In a human body. That's right. But I'm talking about God not taking a human body. And just God in His form as God. Do you remember what it was like when the Israelites received the Ten Commandments? What happened? Who can tell me about that? Now, some of you kids remember the story of Israel receiving the Ten Commandments. Cat got your tongue. Too many people around. Go ahead and tell me about it. What was that mountain like? Now, it was Mount Sinai, wasn't it? Well, what was it like? Was it someplace where you'd want to go and run and have a picnic? No. What happened if anybody touched that mountain? They would die. That's right. And what was the mountain doing? You get the idea. The mountain was shaking. Have you ever seen an earthquake? It was shaking. And there was thunder and lightning and thick smoke. And God spoke with a voice the people could hear and gave the Ten Commandments. And they said, boy, that's nice. We want more of that, didn't they? What did they say? Moses, let him talk to you. We're afraid we'll die. Is that what they said? Just go up there and get it and we'll listen to what you say. We don't want to die. Would you be that way? Of course, I would have been too, okay? They were afraid. But 40 days after God came down on the top of Mount Sinai and the whole mountain shook and was on fire and great thick smoke and lightning and thunder and the voice of God, what did the people do? Just 40 days after that. Now, some of you know. That's right. Way to go, Mia. Was that Mia that said that? All right. Way to go. They built a golden calf and worshipped an idol just 40 days after God, as much as any time in history, showed that there is a God from visible things. So is that what we need in order to have faith in God, is for God to come down and shake a mountain and thunder His voice at us? It didn't help Israel a whole lot, did it? No, we need to see the evidence that there is a God and believe in the invisible God. God is a spirit. He's invisible. We can't see Him, but we can see evidence that He is. Now, what evidence do we have that there is a God? Now, this picture should be very familiar to people in this audience. Now, it's upside down in appearance, but that's the way the satellite took the picture. Now, that might help you. North is down on this picture. What's that a picture of? Very good. Where are we on this? We're on this picture. Right about in there, I think. Is it about right? See, here's Lake Ontario. There's the St. Lawrence River. There's Lake Oneida. There's the Finger Lakes. You follow this now? You see that? And see, there's Tug Hill. Okay. There is the Adirondacks. There's the Catskills. There is the Hudson River. And what's that? New York City. There's Long Island. Now, where do you live? Well, you live right in here. We all live right around there. Okay, that's where we live. Okay. All right. Now let's get this a little bit bigger. Whoa. Where's that? Now where do we live? What's this? What's that called? That's the Great Lakes. You know the Great Lakes, don't you? Yeah. And we live right here at the end of the Great Lakes. See, there's the St. Lawrence River. See that? And there's Lake. And we're right here. See where we are? That's where we live. So this is a bigger picture taken farther out, isn't it? Okay. I'll get it yet, Oscar. Ah. A little bit bigger. Where's that? What's that a picture of? Okay. That's right. Where's the flag? I don't see the flag. That's the United States. Where's Florida? Yeah, there's Florida. Okay. Where are we on this picture? Well, no. For once, I think that Watertown maybe is. Yeah, I believe it is. Right over Watertown's raining. Okay. Okay. So that's the whole United States. Well, I keep hitting the wrong buttons, Oscar. It's my fault. There's nothing wrong with it. Whoa! What is that? Yeah! That, you know what that picture's called? That picture's called the Blue Marble. That's the... That. Where are we? Now, we're on that. There, where are we? What's that back there? How far away is that from the earth? How far away from the earth is that moon?
A long way.
A long way. That's a good answer. Yes, a long way. 250,000 miles. By the way, how big is this earth around? If you went all the way around the earth, how far would you travel? About 25,000 miles. That's a long way. Colleen, how far did you travel down here this morning? Not that far. Seemed like it sometimes. Okay. 25,000 miles. How far away is Joshua Sims? It is not on here, is it?
It's sort of. Almost.
No, of course, see, that's just the tip of Africa there. It's on the other side. It's nighttime over there.
Halfway around, so
12,000 miles. Yeah, it's about right. Actually, Afghanistan, where some of the men have been, is just about exactly the opposite side of the world. So it'd be about, if you went directly, it'd be just about, or, you know, the circle, it'd be about 12,000 miles. They're on the opposite side of the world. It's nighttime over there when it's daytime here. Well, goodness, this is interesting to me. I hope it is to you. Now what? Yeah, well, now what's this down here? No, that's the earth. Yeah, and, you know, you just see part of it, don't you? And what's that? That's the moon. Yeah, I'd like to know how that picture was taken, wouldn't you? Whoa. Now that's the other way around, okay? Yeah, this is the moon. What's that? Where are we? Good question. Kind of hard to tell. Okay. Well, all right. Now, how far is it from here to here? That's right. The same mile. Sydney's right. But how many is that same? Oh, did you? Okay. 250,000 miles. Whoa. Okay. Ethan agreed on that. All right. Let's. What is that? That's the sun. When you look at the sun, you can't look at it very long, right? You shouldn't. Okay. Because it'll hurt your eyes, won't it? But if you looked at the sun, does it look like that to you? No, you'd have to have a telescope, wouldn't you, for it to look like that? Yeah, it does. It looks kind of like hot lava. How big is the sun? That's right. It's big. That's right. It's a million times bigger than the Earth. It would take a million. Now, how far around is the Earth? 25,000 miles, and the sun is how many times bigger than the Earth? How far is it from the Earth to the sun? All right! Colleen, you're doing an excellent job. That's a high five. You have introduced astronomy to them, huh? 93 million miles. Very good, Mia. You get an A+. All right. 93 million miles. How far is 93 million miles? That's a long way. All right. By the way, just an illustration about the size of the sun. Where does all of our heat on the Earth come from? What about the light that we have? The sun all comes from that sun that's 93 million miles away. Now, how does that sun send out all that heat? That's called radiant heat. How does it do that?
So big.
It's burning itself up. So next year, the sun is going to be burned up and go away. We'll have the sun, right? Now, here, this maybe get across how big the sun is. Scientists say that the sun burns up 4,700,000 tons of itself every second. Give it a billion or 2 billion years, it's going to be burned out. I'm not going to be around here, okay? By the way, I don't think it will be either. But you see, that doesn't really worry us a whole lot, does it? Now, can you imagine anything that big? Wow! Can you imagine anything that powerful that heats up everything in the solar system? Boy, there's another big word, isn't it? 4,700,000 tons of itself burns into energy every second. Whoa! What's that? Now, why couldn't I show a photograph of that? You can't get a photograph of that, can you? What is it? Well, it's our part of the universe, John Edward. It's called the solar system. It's the sun and the planets that go around the sun. But we're on this. Where are we on there? Is that the... Oh, right! Who said the third one? Boy, these kids amaze me. Way to go. The third one, that's the Earth. See, there's the names of them up there. If you want to turn and read sideways, you can get the names of them up there. Okay. But we're right there. Now, are those really that close together? Are we... I can just read them off like anybody else, but... Are we that close to the sun, really? And the planets that close together? No, if they were really, you know, picture with that size and put in the proper distances, it'd be way, way, way out there and past the parking lot. Okay, just way, way out there because they're so far apart. And you know something, I don't want to get into all kinds of details. What's this big one right here? There's a great big one right there. Jupiter. Yeah, what's the one with the ring around it?
Saturn.
It looks like there's a ring around Uranus too, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. What's that way out there? Does it bark?
No.
Okay. All right. Now that's another photograph. What is it? Lucas wants to know, what is it? Do you see Milky Way? Yeah, you may. I don't know. You may. What is this? How about a galaxy? A galaxy. It's a whole bunch of stars. You see, our sun that is so big and so powerful is one star in one part of the Milky Way, which is one galaxy. And how many galaxies are there? Nobody knows. What does the Hubble telescope do? It looks out as far into space as man has ever been able to look out and just keeps finding more and more and more. Now, what does that tell you? How big is the universe? How big is God? You know, we have a song in our book about that. How's that go? How's that go, Samuel? You remember that song? Can you start us out on it? Our God, my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His, the valleys are His, the stars are His handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. Do you believe that? Who made all that? You know what? I hope that all of you kids learn enough in school that you can get by in life, make a good living, serve the Lord well. If some of you are really, really, really smart and go off, you'll never find anything that's fact that will be different from what we just talked about. I don't care how much you learn. Because you cannot explain how we have a universe that we're such a tiny, tiny part of without saying, now let's say it together. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. But you know, something came along on this earth, and we know how it came along. Scientists don't know how it came along from science. It's called life. Okay? There's living things on this earth, aren't there? And scientists talk about the simple cell. And they try to talk about in evolution, try to speculate how a simple cell came into being. What do they say how it came into being? Well, you know, yeah. Well, that's how this whole thing's supposed to come into being. You know? But there was this ocean, you know, long, long time ago, and there was lightning, and there's all these chemicals, and here it is. And it is all sort of kind of... And so, but do you know what a simple cell looks like? Everybody, what's a cell? The way I'm using the word now. Look at your hand. Look right around where your thumb and your index finger come together. Do you see some little lines and squares and all in there? You see that? Do you see where it's kind of made into one little piece? Can you see that in your hand? Look at your hands. Do you see that? What are those little squares and triangles and all in there? What are those? What are they? They're cells. I love it. I could be jealous of you women teachers that have these little kids. They're cells. A cell is the simplest form of a living thing. Okay? Now, when I say simple, there's a drawing of an animal cell that a man did. That's the simplest living thing. Now, how do evolutionists say that came about? Now, that's right. God made it, but what do evolutionists, what do people don't believe the Bible say? You know, some lightning struck in the ocean and some chemicals got together, and whoa. Does that make sense? All right, I'm going to tell you a story. Once there was a printer who had a print shop. And in his print shop, he had lots of ink of different colors. And he had lots and lots of paper. And he had type. You know what type is? You know, that's what you make letters with, okay? And they run in a print shop, and they make a newspaper or a book, okay? Had lots of type of all the letters and the numbers, okay? And his print shop was heated by gas. He had a gas line going into the print shop. And one night while he was asleep in a different place, we'll keep him alive, there was a leak in the gas shop. And it got more and more gas. But there was a fire somewhere and it exploded. Huge explosion, blew up his print shop, threw it every direction. And paper went everywhere, and ink went everywhere, and type went everywhere. And when it all came back down, There was the encyclopedia. What'd you laugh about? Don't you believe my story? Every word was spelled correctly. And the encyclopedia, 30 volumes of that encyclopedia is the Britannica. 30 volumes, all with in order, the right volumes, from A to Z, from aardvark to zebra. Everything in the right order. Don't you believe my story?
No.
Why not?
Because I can't have an explosion.
Oh, right. Would you say that again real loud, please? No. Fire can, that's true too. I thought about that. Okay. Did that happen by accident? Now that's what unbelievers want us to think. That happened by accident. And that's one little tiny cell in your body. Do you know that you have inside your body the most complicated thing that exists in all of the universe? It's inside your body. You're using it right now. Your brain. The human brain. When you get to be an adult, if you're smarter than I am, it'll weigh about 3 pounds. The human brain. Your brain is the most complicated thing in the whole universe. Do you think it just kind of happened?
No.
No. It doesn't even make good nonsense, does it? Now, when we talk about living things, how, for example, why is it that people have different color eyes, or different color skin, or different color hair? Yeah. But when you get down to the physical things, it's because your mother and daddy were that way. We call that genetics. Have you ever heard of genetics? And that means that you pass on from one generation to the next what you're like physically, okay? And so, George, if you want to have a cow that gives a lot of milk, And what would you do to get that cow? Would you breed a Black Angus with a Hereford and get a cow that gives a lot of milk? Why not? See, George knows those things. I knew George knew those things. Okay, that's beef cattle, aren't they? They don't give a lot of milk. So what would you do? Would you use maybe a Holstein or a Guernsey or something like that? Would you breed? Because that's genetics, okay? You pass on from one generation the characteristic that belong to the generation before. And does it just change into something else and something useful? Did you ever see an animal born? Now, this is sad, but I'm going to tell you. An animal that was born that wasn't shaped right? Okay, what's that called? It's called a birth defect, okay? What usually happens to that animal? Usually dies right away if it even lives to be born, doesn't it? Okay, because something happened in the genetics that's called a mutation. And this, we call that a birth defect. Is that good? It's very, very bad. It's sad, isn't it? And there's reasons for it. All right, now then. Oh, let's go. Whoa, what's that? How many different kinds of plants are there? The answer is on the board. Look at the top. I didn't know this till I found that on the website. How about 275,000? Yeah, that's kind of hard to read, isn't it? 275,000 different species. You know of any of those plants? Do those plants look familiar to you? What's that? Looks kind of like a tomato, doesn't it? I think it probably... What's that? What's that?
Grapes.
What about that? Green beans. That's what Colleen's children love to pick. Do they? Oh, they do. I thought I was teasing. Okay. You see any cucumbers on there? Cindy, you see any cucumbers on there? Don't see any cucumbers? But those are all plants. Now... Yeah, there's pineapple. I remember that too. Pineapple up at the top. Okay. What's that?
Animals.
Different kinds of animals. How many different kinds of animals? A million different species of animals. That's how scientists break them down in classification. So when you talk about living things, you're talking about different kinds of living things. 1,275,000. You think God's smart? Can you imagine designing all those different kinds of living things? That's amazing, isn't it? Well, let me ask you this. Do you know what that is? Now, it's something. It's a flower, but it's a kind of wild flower. You'd find it in the wild. Now, Mr. Oscar knew. It's a wild rose. Now, if you carefully breed wild roses so that you get the exact characteristics you want to get, a man by the name of Mendel pioneered this. Okay? So you get exactly the kind, you keep the characteristics you want, keep breeding the kind you want. Do you know what you could get? You could get something that looked like that. Now, is that a wild rose?
No.
Not hardly. Now, the wild roses, by the way, survive a lot better than those. Those are real tough to raise, okay? Okay. But they have the characteristics we like, so people will go through the trouble to keep them alive because they're so pretty. Okay? But now, if you kept on breeding those that way, would you get some of these? Oh, isn't that a flower?
Yeah, it's a rose.
No, it's not a rose. What is it?
Tulips.
Tulips. Can you breed roses and get tulips?
No.
Okay. It doesn't work that way. What one generation was, the next. Now, you can get different kinds of roses, okay? But you're going to get roses, and that's it. Everybody understand that? Oh, well, let's look at the animals. Let's see about animals. What's that? Yeah. Would you like to run into that thing in the jungle? Do you know that an adult male tiger is the biggest cat? They get to weigh about 600 pounds. That's, you know, how would you like to take on a cat the size of two NFL linemen? Or three NFL running backs. And he's faster than any of them. And he can jump three times farther. And he's got claws and teeth and all those. Ooh, that's pretty tough, isn't it? And by the way, an adult male lion weighs about 500 pounds when he gets full grown. Oh, that's just too big to think. And they can jump 30 feet. There's no way to get away from them. That's where you keep them caged up if they're going to, if we want to see them, don't we? All right? But now, do you know that you can take something like that and you might, if you were knew a safe way to do it, over years and very intensive inbreeding, you might come up with something like that. What's that? It's a cat. But now, wait a minute. What's that? Yeah, but it's a cat. And so is that. Yeah, but they're still cats. But if you just kept on breeding and breeding and breeding them, would you come up with that?
No.
Yeah, well, they like to fight each other anyway. Why wouldn't you come up with that? It's not. It's a different kind. You can't do that. So, did all through a million and a billion years, little one-cell things. By the way, that's a bad little one-cell thing. What is that? That's E. coli bacteria. You want to stay away from that, don't you? That's poison, okay? It can kill people. But see, it's one cell. And over many, many years, it decided to grow and develop, and it grew and developed, and bingo, it became a fish, right? No? Why not? Yeah, it just doesn't work that way, does it? And millions and billions of years more, and bingo, it became... What's that?
Dinosaur!
A mean critter, isn't he? Did it happen that way?
No,
it can't happen that way. Everything produces after its kind. What does that mean?
That if you have a cat, it will just produce cats.
All right, way to go, Autumn. Okay. But now, over lots of times, what's that? Yeah, he's called a mammal. You know, they have hair and they're warm-bodied, and well, we won't go. But you know, didn't dinosaurs turn into mammals over billions? It doesn't work that way. And then that mouse turned into... and that monkey turned into... Is that the way it happened? No, it doesn't work that way, does it? Well, how did that baby come into this world? Yeah, that's right, from its mother. But who set it up that way? God set it up that way. That's right. It took God to do that. It didn't happen just accidentally. God is so smart and so strong, He designed it that way. Now let's read this together. Read it with me. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Oscar, do you still have that in the New Century Version? I love that when you read that in the New Century Version.
The first part of it says, I'm amazing and wonderful.
I love that. Holly, you have the New Century Version, don't you? Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. And would you read that with me one more time, then we'll be through. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Now then, we're going to sing the song that Charlie led us in at the beginning, the In the Beginning song, and then we'll be through, and then we're going to go, everybody that wants to, over to Miss Linda's house, and we're going to have the most joyous time that we've had in a long time. Okay. And Oscar, would you mind turning this off? I don't know how.
I believe, page 3.
By faith I believe God spoke the world into existence. So that all I see was made of things I cannot see. By faith I believe God formed the first man in His image. Breathed in Him the breath of life, the same He breathed in me. I am not descended of monkeys, though you may be full of first glance. I'm the work of God, my Creator. I am not a product of chance. I did not evolve from a tadpole who got lost and wandered ashore. But by God's hand, His will and plan, I am nothing more.
So by faith, I believe God lives and cares for His creation.
Though I often fail,
thank you.
without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to